This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Felice Brothers are a relatively young band, but with a distinctive old-school feel. They made their way from backyard shows, busking on the streets and subways of New York, to a rollicking, rootsy sound that brings to mind Dylan and the Dead.
Down on the street, I got someone I really want you to meet.
And they're coming to 3S Art Space in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, this Friday, March 25th. James, the younger of the two actual brothers who are still in the band, plays accordion and sings. And he spoke with producer Taylor Quimby about some influences, traditions, and whiskey.
I am James Felice in the band The Felice Brothers.
How old were you when you and your brother first started making music together?
My brother and I started when I was, I guess, 19 or 20. We started off trying to play our own tunes. Ian just turned out to be an excellent songwriter for some reason. He was my older brother. He is my older brother. So he was cool, and what he liked, I also liked. So he informed my musical taste big time.
Listening through to some of your older albums, you know, there's one of my favorite tracks is Whiskey in My Whiskey. And, you know, you talked about doing some of the sort of traditional songs, you know, taken from folk and roots music. And why is it that whiskey plays such a big role, do you think, in that type of music, as opposed to other types of alcohol?
Whiskey is, you know, I'm not sure, but it felt right. I think whiskey is always associated with, like, hard times. I mean, it feels like an American drink. I mean, bourbon and Tennessee whiskey, and of course, there's like Jack Daniels, and there's just this like sort of this iconic Americana thing that we all seem to just recognize immediately. And then when you put in like a country song, it just completely makes sense. It's sort of cheating how easy it is to just throw the word whiskey in a song and make it feel authentic or like you know what you're talking about.
So why not double down and throw it twice in the chorus?
Yeah, why not just say it twice in the chorus, and that's you really maximize your impact.
I put some whiskey into my whiskey. I put some heartbreak into my heart. I put my boots on that old dance floor.
Let's talk a little bit about your most recent album, Favorite Waitress. You said you're interested in songs with good characters, and it made me wonder, is there a favorite waitress for whom this album was named, or was it just sort of a good title for an album?
I think it was a good title for an album. I mean, it was like what's that word? It's a combination of a bunch of different people in our lives. When you're a touring musician, you spend a lot of your time at like diners and restaurants, and there was something really nice about a waitress sort of being nice to you and serving you food and it made us feel welcome and taken care of when we were on the road.
Well, and there's something about a home away from home at a diner, right?
There really is. There's something amazing about being able to go into a diner almost anywhere in this country and be reminded of being young or being a child. I remember my mother taking me to the diner when I was a kid and getting, like, you know, the $2 breakfast special eggs over easy, home fries, and toast. And you can still get that in a lot of places, and it almost always works.
All I want to eat is cherry licorice.
I'm always curious, sort of, what's the difference for you between, you know, stealing a tune, borrowing a tune, making an homage, you know, redoing a classic? What, you know, where do those things fall?
I think, yeah, you're always stealing as a musician. I think any artist will say that yeah, half of what you do is just repurposed from other musicians. And then there's a really strong tradition of that in the folk and country world, particularly. I think the important thing is just make it your own. If you can add something to the song, or if you want to take a melody or an idea in a direction that maybe it wasn't originally taken in, I think that's really a valuable and beautiful thing to do.
Yeah.
Listening to music of the past is all we have. It's what it is, our education as musicians, is to listen to what they did before us.
My car goes Chicago. Every weekend I pick up some cargo. I think I know the bloody way by now, Frankie. And turn the goddamn radio down, thank you. Pull over, count the money, but don't count the 30 in the glove box, buddy. That's for to buy Lucille some clothes. Bang, bang, bang went Frankie's gun. He shot me down.
This is off topic, but I heard that Welcome to Night Vale used one of your tracks. Are you guys podcast fans?
Big time podcast fans. Yeah, we love Welcome to Night Vale. Joseph Fink is awesome.
Got to find something to listen to on the road, right?
Definitely. Yeah, and thank God this podcast really changed our lives, because before that it was really hard to find stuff to listen to, and now it's almost like there's too much, and it can make an 8-hour drive really fly by. It's awesome.
Well, James, we're looking forward to having you back in New Hampshire, and thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
That was James Felice of the Felice Brothers speaking with our senior producer, Taylor Quimby. The Felice Brothers are playing at 3S Art Space in Portsmouth on Friday, March 25th. And you can learn more about the band and the event at wordofmouthradio.org.